To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's John Morosi.
Not John Paul Morosi.
No.
That's how he used to cover the league.
He dropped that.
Oh, yeah, like a bad habit.
He's had some stuff right, just like Will Fleming's had some stuff right the years.
Fleming had a better hit rate.
He might.
Yeah.
He really might.
I would think so.
So Will Fleming. We got the Will Fleming clock over there.
We got to update it here in studio.
Yeah.
One of the engineers down here to change that TV.
53 and a half hours until Red Sox fans smile, at least, at most.
So when would that be for us? Would we be on the air Friday?
I'm actually not super confident even in the 53 and a half. You're asking me to now figure out what day that would be?
All right. We're going to circle back to the time of the tweet.
It was 4:22.
Well, wouldn't that be three full days? We would not be on the air.
Damn it. It's like a trade deadline all over again.
Yeah,
we're here.
We're going to just miss
it. 2:02, they'll get somebody.
So, yeah, you're probably right. So you're thinking, Nick, it would be...
Right when we get off the air Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 72 hours.
We'll take it.
So this week, and then we'll allow for not a complete freak out at 2 o'clock. But he didn't say, you know, wait 72 hours. They're like within that
time. Winter meetings end tomorrow. So, like, if it's not happening, like, by when they break up at the winter meetings, my guess is it's not happening Friday. But
they don't force everybody to go home.
We'll give them the extra day.
You can still have a conversation.
Yeah, that's true. You think John Henry.
Do a Zoom meeting?
You think John Henry sprung for the extra night at the hotel? I'm guessing not.
I don't think so.
No. But anyway, that's what he is vouching for out there. He's hearing good things. Wow, way too much hype from people he trusts. That was about Ketel Marte. Which, if he's going to be a Red Sox, we got to get that right. Just like
Ketel?
Just like Isak?
Yeah, Isak Paredes.
Thank you. We got to get these pronunciations right. So he seems to think they're in play. A lot of national beat writers seem to think, or national baseball writers, rather, seem to think he's in play. We mentioned Corey Seager earlier, who Nick hates, apparently.
Nick does not like Corey Seager, although I got some pretty good intel that he had a WAR of 6.2 in just 100 games.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to read.
He's really good.
Yeah, if you want to rethink your stance, Nick.
In your face, Nick.
What do you do for the other half of the season when he doesn't?
Well,
those would be zeros.
He watched
for the other 60.
Maybe he's like an extra hitting coach like Bregman. We don't know.
Yeah, but like extrapolate it. If he played 162, what would his WAR be?
No, but it is funny.
If he played 162, it'd be the first time he ever did it.
Touche.
This is true.
Touche.
He played 157.
He's played 50 a couple times.
157 in 2016.
When he was 22 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can do a lot of stuff with
rookie
science
of the year
now.
That year.
There's a lot of good medical stuff
third
now.
Of the MVP that year.
The advancements they're making now, Nick, he should be fine.
He was the MVP runner-up 2 years ago. He should love this.
I do.
He's the MVP runner-up 2 years ago. He won a World Series. He's won actually two World Series. He's been a two-time World Series MVP, an NLCS MVP, the three-time Silver Slugger, bunch of All-Star games. So, look, injuries are a real concern, and he costs real money. He costs $30 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
So and years. Players.
So, right. So, would you rather, but take that out, just for the contract for a moment.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather $30 million a year for Seager or $30 million a year for Alonso?
I'm not even close. Polar bear.
Okay, me too.
I want dingers.
And that's before you throw players into it. So, I agree with you on that.
So, it is interesting, though, that some of the names that have been kind of discussed as it relates to the Red Sox are Bo Bichette, Ketel Marte, Corey Seager. What do these three guys have in common? They're all shortstops. Now, you could argue that they all need to move.
No, Marte's played mostly second, hasn't he? I mean, he's played short in the past. But I think
played a lot of center and a lot of second.
I think he's been mostly second the last few years.
All right, never mind. So,
And Bichette's probably not actually a shortstop. And I'm starting to
Bichette
wonder...
Well, Bichette isn't,
I'm starting to wonder if Seager part of the reason the Red Sox would be interested or the Rangers would move on is because he might need to move positions. I'm starting to wonder that.
It is funny because, like, right now what you have on your infield that you feel good about would be Trevor Story and Marcelo Meyer, but you're not even 100% sure which position either of those guys are playing. Mm-hmm. Like, I view Meyer as a shortstop, but because of his injury history, can you start him at shortstop and then be like, hey, Trevor Story, I know we had you playing second base all spring, but, like, Meyer's out. You know, it's the end of April, and he has another injury, so you have to slide over to short. And with, like, a guy like Bo Bichette, who's played short almost his whole career, hey, we're going to have you play third, and then what if there's an injury or whatever? And with Marte, I guess he would be your second baseman then, and that's sort of a need. But I don't know, it's funny because I would put power hitter and starting pitcher alongside Garrett Crochet as more priorities, but they're going with these, like, I don't know what you call, like, decent power. It's not 40-50 home runs, but it's 25-30 home runs.
Seager's
a
little more power than Bregman, but kind of in that vein of Bregman.
Like those guys are similar, right? Like Bregman, Bichette, Marte.
Marte, same thing.
Like, are these names being discussed in addition to Bregman, or are these the, hey, if we lose Bregman, we got to bring in one of these
guys?
This
is where I'd be okay with all those names. Yeah. It's like Bregman or one of these trades. I'm sorry, Bregman and one of these trades, or Alonso and one of these trades. Like, okay, now. I think you're talking.
That's what I'm saying. You can lose Bregman if you get somebody like this. You can't replace Bregman, as much as we love him, with friend of the show. You can't just replace Bregman with Marcelo Meyer. That's not how it works, especially with the money and everything tied up with it and just, like, the known production. You gotta replace him, I think, with an established guy. And then if Meyer ends up being healthy and having a good year, awesome. That's a bonus. But then you need that to replace Bregman, and then you still need Alonso. Because you're basically taking last year's roster going into the season and taking away Bregman and Devers. And forget about the position hopping and all the dynamic there. But you were thinking that's 55 home runs, right? A ton of RBI, of games played, hitting second, third in your order. So you need to replace that.
Let's see. Twitch chat says, and I agree with you on that. Twitch chat says.
Twitch chat's buzzing.
They aren't getting one power bat, never mind two.
They might get three.
They will get Marte and Jorge Polanco and lie to us about not wanting to sacrifice the contract. Sacrifice contact, rather. So, is Marte a power bat? Would you count Marte as a power bat? That's kind of like right on the line of what we were just talking about. Seager, Bregman, Marte. I'd count that as a big bat. Maybe not a quote-unquote power bat.
Seager's close, though.
The only real power bat left, power bat, now that Schwarber's gone, is Alonso.
Right.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And that's why I want all my eggs, as it were, are in the Pete Alonso basket. All those other guys I think would be good. There's also seemingly a number of them. Like, when you open it up to trades, there's, like, a lot of possibilities there. Whereas, like, somebody that you can just pencil in to hit 45 to 60 home runs, there's one of those guys.
You think they're done on pitching?
I really hope not. I think they could spin it that way.
They are. I think they might be done on pitching.
So they might be, which is frustrating. And the tell might have been, was it Bradford? I think it was when we talked to him last. They're like, oh, they view Oviedo better than, like, everybody else does. I'm like, oh.
And so, Gray.
Well, yeah.
Like, you're starting to get that spin from both on both players where it's like, well, actually, Sonny Gray's numbers aren't that different than Joe Ryan.
Yeah, but I can at least
hear it. And Oviedo could be a front end of the rotation guy.
I at least can hear it with Sonny Gray. I'll take that. Fine. I think Sonny Gray could be pretty good. You know, Lucas Giolito pitched probably above expectation a year ago, but if Sonny Gray can duplicate that, like, that's great. But if they're like, oh, no, Oviedo can also be sort of like a, like, not even a compete with early Toley type of guy, just, like, automatically in the rotation, I'm like, oh, then maybe they do think they're done.
617-779-7937. How about our guy Johnny in Brooklyn? Get us started today, Johnny.
Gentlemen, thanks for the call. I'm hearing about Pete Alonso, and I'm reminded of my favorite Craig Breslow quote, which was that Tristan Cassis was going to be a 40-120 guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, wow. I just think it's on. I feel like we're going to get that again. You know, he's coming back from injury. Not they're going to go that high with the projections, but I just see them trying to tell me he's coming back. And I do want to know how insufferable would he be if they do actually bring in Pete Alonso and try to keep him on the team. What are your thoughts, guys? Thanks.
Yeah,
well, I bet Casas would be gone at that point.
Oh, Casas will definitely Alonso. Be gone.
Do you want to know what his projection is, according to Baseball Reference,
who?
For the upcoming season?
Casas?
Casas, yeah.
Oh, let me guess. Hang on. Home runs, 22.
12.
Okay. RBIs, well, 12.
Yeah.
RBIs, games four, do they have him playing?
40.
It doesn't say games. It does say 280 plate appearances.
How many ribeye steaks there? I guess 40.
Oh, so they haven't played half a season?
Yeah, 35 RBI.
Okay,
yeah, they're probably on to something.
Batting average, 250. Yeah.
249.
Oh, there you go.
Good call.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't think you have to. I wouldn't really be all that worried about him. I just think it's unfortunate. Like, you're going to have to sell really low. Do you think he'll ever have a season where, I don't know about 41-20, but does he have a 3,100 season in him?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, maybe on some bum-ass team like the Pirates where the password might go hit 25 bombs. I don't know. But, I'm probably still not.
Yeah.
So, no, they'll move on from him. I'm pretty confident they'll move on from Casas. And, yeah, I hope if they sign Alonso, then people will give Breslow some credit. But they probably still won't. They move the goalposts constantly.
Yeah.
So what he needs to do is get Alonso and another bat. If he does that, it's a good offseason. And I still wish they got another arm. But they added some arms this offseason. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on the pitching side if they deliver on the bats. But if we're talking about Jorge Polanco and, you know, names like this.
Paredes. Although he wasn't
Isak Paredes, and that's your offseason?
Yeah.
Brendan Donovan, then no. Then he doesn't get any credit for that. And I'll be fair on that.
Because even Chaim Bloom, as much as everybody can't stand him, and I was right there at the front of the line on that, he at least could fill out the roster with – like those extra pieces, like the Hunter Renfros, like the Adam Duvalls, like he'd find guys that could run into 25 home runs and drive in 90 or whatever. But it was like the high end guys, like that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And so that's what you need. Like, I'm less worried about like who's going to sort of like fill out the roster than who's going to mash 50 home runs, who's either going to be Bregman or Bregman's replacement. And I still want a co-ace.
There was some scary commentary, I thought, out of Breslow last night, and I don't have it right in front of me. It was something like, well, you know, we could keep all four outfielders and we want Abreu to play against lefties in addition to righties. And you're like, boy, I hope that's posturing.
Yeah,
I hope that's playing the game and trying to you know, bluff at the table that you might really hold on to all four of these outfielders. Yeah. And I'm more fearful that it's not that, and they either are overvaluing or they can't get what they want, which is kind of one and the same for those outfielders. And you're going to get stuck with, quote unquote, Duran, Abreu, Rafaela, in addition to Anthony.
Yeah, it's possible. Although they did make a trade last night. We didn't mention the big trade, big Sox trade.
Oh, yes.
They acquired,
I'm sorry, the Vaughn Grissom trade?
The Vaughn Grissom, gone.
Yeah, sorry.
Vaughn Grissom, who they traded a Cy Young winner for. Never really made it. Never really had a great. Now, like, second base is wide open for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Never really was able to do that. Spent a lot of time in Worcester, though. Great city. So hopefully he enjoyed his time there. But he goes to the Angels for Isaiah Jackson, who was another outfielder.
Okay.
Isaiah Jackson.
He was, I don't think he passed Sully, but I don't know if you guys were on this tweet. He was another nominee for Hoss of the Week.
Yeah, he's big. He's not huge, though.
No, he's
right.
I think he's more tall than big.
Yeah. Oh, so you know who wouldn't like him is
Onwenu.
Onwenu.
They hate it.
Onwenu would be like, get out of here.
6'3", 220. He's like normal dude of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a regular guy. You bump into him at Duncan.
That's not a Haas.
No.
No, I mean, I'm just letting you know there was a submission out there in the Twitter sphere. You can send those in.
I'm
at
not
Jones
going
and Keefe. At Jones WEEI. At Keefe21. If you'd like to partake in our Haas of the Week nomination process. It's kind of a foregone conclusion for Sully.
Yeah.
But if you want to throw more hats into the ring, be my guest.
Please.
We'll get to your feedback here coming up. Brad Foe doesn't think the Red Sox are in on Corey Seager, among others. We'll talk to him about that at 11 o'clock, live from Orlando. And what's your trust level with the Patriots coming off the bye week? Mike Vrabel's been very good in his career off the bye. We discussed that yesterday. Do you trust the Pats in this spot against Buffalo? And why doesn't Vegas? We'll get to all of it next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.